Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 429, Top 20 Motivation Tips, Part 2, by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net, and I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. This is where I read to you just like an audiobook from blogs mostly, covering anything that I think will help you optimize your life. And today's a continuation from yesterday. The post is kind of long, so I broke it up into two. So if you're new here, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 428. And with that out of the way, let's get right to part two of the post and continue optimizing your life. Top 20 Motivation Tips, Part 2, by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. Number 8, give it time, be patient. I know this is easier said than done, but the problem with many of us is that we expect quick results. When you think about your goals, think long-term. If you want to lose weight, you may see some quick initial losses, but it'll take a long time to lose the rest. If you want to run a marathon, you won't be able to do it overnight. If you don't see the results that you want soon, don't give up. Give it time. In the meantime, be happy with your progress so far and with your ability to stick with your goals. The results will come if you give it time. Number 9, break it into smaller mini goals. Sometimes large or longer-term goals can be overwhelming. After a couple weeks, we may lose motivation because we still have several months or a year or more left to accomplish the goal. It's hard to maintain motivation for a single goal for such a long time. Solution? Have smaller goals along the way. Number 10, reward yourself, often, and not just for longer-term goals either. Earlier, I talked about breaking larger goals into smaller mini-goals. Well, each of those mini-goals should have a reward attached to it. Make a list of your goals with mini goals, and next to each, write down an appropriate reward. By appropriate, I mean number 1, it's proportionate to the size of the goal. Don't reward going on a 1-mile run with a luxury cruise in the Bahamas. And number 2, it doesn't ruin your goal. If you're trying to lose weight, don't reward a day of healthy eating with a dessert binge. It's self-defeating. Number 11, find inspiration on a daily basis. Inspiration is one of the best motivators, and it can be found everywhere. Every day, seek inspiration, and it'll help sustain motivation over the long term. Sources of inspiration can include blogs, online success stories, forums, friends and family, magazines, books, quotes, music, photos, people you meet. Number 12, get a coach or take a class. These will motivate you to at least show up and to take action. It can be applied to any goal. This might be one of the more expensive ways of motivating yourself, but it works. And if you do some research, you might find some cheap classes in your area, or you might know a friend who will provide coaching or counseling for free. Number 13, have powerful reasons. Write them down. Know your reasons. Give them some thought and write them down. If you have loved ones and you are doing it for them, that is more powerful than just doing it for self-interest. Doing it for yourself is good too, but you should do it for something that you really, really want to happen for really good reasons. Number 14, become aware of your urges to quit and be prepared for them. We all have urges to stop, but they are mostly unconscious. One of the most powerful things you can do is to start being more conscious of those urges. A good exercise is to go through the day with a little piece of paper and put a tally mark for each time you get an urge. It simply makes you aware of the urges. Then have a plan for when those urges hit and plan for it beforehand and write down your plan, because once those urges hit, you will not feel like coming up with a plan. Number 15, make it a rule never to skip 2 days in a row. This rule takes into account our natural tendency to miss days now and then. We are not perfect, so you missed 1 day. Now the second day is upon you and you are feeling lazy. Tell yourself, no, you will not miss 2 days in a row. Zen Habit says so. And just get started. You'll thank yourself later. Number 16, visualize your goal clearly on a daily basis for at least 5 to 10 minutes. Visualize your successful outcome in great detail. Close your eyes and think about exactly how your successful outcome will look, will feel, will smell, and taste, and sound like. Where are you when you become successful? How do you look? What are you wearing? Form as clear a mental picture as possible. Now here's the next key. Do it every day for at least a few minutes each day. This is the only way to keep that motivation going over a long period of time. Number 17, keep a daily journal of your goal. If you're consistent about keeping a journal, it can be a great motivator. A journal should have not only what you did for the day, but your thoughts about how it went, how you felt, what mistakes you made, what you could do to improve. To be consistent about keeping a journal, do it right after you do your goal task each day. Make keeping a journal a sensory pleasure. Number 18, create a friendly, mutually supportive competition. We're all competitive in nature, at least a little, some more than others. Take advantage of this part of our human nature by using it to fuel your goals. If you have a workout partner or goal buddy, you've got all you need for friendly competition. See who can log more miles or save more dollars each week or month. See who can do more push-ups or pull-ups. See who can lose the most weight or have the best abs or lose the most inches on their waist. Make sure the goals are weighted so that the competition is fairly equal and mutually support each other in your goals. Number 19, make a big public commitment. Be fully committed. This will do the trick every time. Create a blog and announce to the world that you are going to achieve a certain goal by a certain date. Commit yourself to the hilt. Number 20, always think positive. Monitor your thoughts. Be aware of your self-talk. We all talk to ourselves a lot, but we are not always aware of these thoughts. Start listening. If you hear negative thoughts, stop them, push them out, and replace them with positive thoughts. Positive thinking can be amazingly powerful. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled Top 20 Motivation Tips by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. And I gotta agree with number 11, even though he didn't mention podcasting. That was find inspiration on a daily basis. That's one of the reasons why this podcast was created. I needed it to be daily, every single day, weekends and holidays, with short inspirational posts for both me and you. If you keep listening every day, just at 5 to 10 minutes, it should help with your motivation. It's been working wonders for me. I'll keep this short. For everything related to this podcast and the other three in my little network, come by oldpodcast.com. Simple as that. I'll leave it there for today. I'll be back tomorrow for Minimalist Monday. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.